It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does once a week during these months, is Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. We know there are a lot of people in our area that enjoy going out and getting into the backcountry and going and enjoying, all the different recreation opportunities that there are, be it snowmobile, cross-country ski, even something as innocent as tubing or anything like that. So we bring Brett in to kind of talk and let us know what's going on up there as we're getting close to the weekend and getting ready to head on out. Brett, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Had a nice storm this week, so it's been exciting and been busy.
Well, that's what I told you. We just had rain down here, but you said you had some pretty measurable snow up there.
Yeah, definitely. The north end of the skyline did pretty well. It was kind of an interesting storm because it started out super warm, like Tuesday was very warm, and rain snow line up pretty high. Maybe it might have reached 8,000 feet, but above that, it was snow, and we wound up with about 10 to maybe 12 inches of snow on the north end of the skyline there. So that was a pretty good shot of snow, even though we were seeing those warm temperatures and rain down the valley.
So what does that mean for the weekend as people are making their plans today to head on up there for this weekend? What does that mean they're going to be looking at when they head out?
Yeah, so during the storm, we had some things were somewhat unstable. There was a little bit of natural avalanche activity, and the wind definitely blew the snow around. And that elevated the avalanche danger on Wednesday and Thursday. Now, things should be calming down Friday and into the weekend. So kind of a spike during the storm and directly after in avalanche danger. It got up to the considerable danger rating. And it looks like we'll be dealing with a moderate danger rating through the weekend.
So we'll... once again, it's just like we always say, be careful as you head out, go out and recreate safely, really, and you're going to be just fine.
That's right. And as always, check that daily avalanche forecast. You can find that at utahavalanchecenter.org, search for the skyline. And that's going to give you the most up-to-date information about what to expect when you get up into the mountains. So you're prepared with some ammunition up in your head there to kind of decipher on how to travel out there. Now, basically, the pattern that we're looking at right now is that the snowpack is becoming much more stable than it has been earlier in the season. It's not too uncommon as spring approaches. So generally, what we're dealing with here is we see the avalanche danger increase during and directly after the storms. And then the avalanche danger decreases pretty rapidly after things settle down. It doesn't take a whole lot of time often for that snow to stabilize after the storm. You give it a day or so, and things are fairly stable, and then you can start stepping out a little bit and getting into some of the steeper terrain if that's what you like to do. But then again, when the next storm comes through, you want to kind of rein that back in and step back, let the storm do its thing, and then gradually start wading back out into the steeper terrain.
And as I was looking this weekend, we're gonna experience some warmer temperatures. Does that do anything up there as far as more harm than good, or what does a warmer temperature do up there?
Yeah, that's a good question. Oftentimes we can see a spike in the avalanche danger due to real rapid warm-ups. I don't think that's going to be the case this weekend. There's a number of different variables that's kind of telling me that. I think we're going to see a gradual enough warm-up that it's not going to really shock that new snow too much to really spike the avalanche danger. But it is something that folks should be considering when they head up. If you see one of those really warm spells coming, definitely check that forecast and see if there's anything that you should be aware of when you head up into the hills.
And then the other thing that I was looking at when I was looking at the forecast is we're expecting maybe a storm to kind of blow through here on Tuesday. Is that kind of what you're seeing for up there?
Yeah. You know, the pattern looks fairly active. Starting again, looks like Monday night into Tuesday, and another storm following. It looks fairly wet. So, you know, the pattern that we're going to see here is the big picture is that the snowpack continues to get deeper. Deeper snowpacks are generally more stable. And we've definitely been seeing a more stable trend in the avalanche danger. During those storms, we can see spikes in the danger. So that's the thing to be aware of is when it snows and blows, the avalanche danger will spike. As soon as it calms down, the avalanche danger will start to calm down as well.
All right, so we just need to really keep an eye on that. And once again, if you're heading out tomorrow or even this afternoon, hop on the website, utahavalanchecenter.org. Is that correct?
That's right, and search for the skyline. That forecast contains all kinds of information as far as weather and snowpack information. Any avalanches that we hear about, we'll document those. So oftentimes there'll be photos or videos associated with that forecast. It's a great resource for folks that are heading out into the backcountry.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Brett Kobernick of the Utah Avalanche Center. Make it your first stop when you're trying to find out what's going on up on the skyline as you head out to have some fun either today or for the weekend. Just be safe out there. Brett, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you get back to it, all right?
Okay, sounds good. I'll chat with you next week.
Sounds good. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.